好，感谢主，我哋早上又相聚喺主嘅面前，一齐嚟交通。
Thank the Lord that we're able to meet once again online and have a time of fellowship.
我喺呢度好多次嘅交通嘅中心点咧，都围绕着住在主里边，同埋要住喺主里边嘅学习同埋操练。
And as I have been sharing with brothers and sisters recently in the series of abiding in the Lord and having to abide in the Lord and exercising such lessons.
因为圣经诗篇91篇第一节嗰度提醒我哋话，住喺至高者嘅隐密处嘅，必住喺全能者嘅荫下。
Because in the scriptures, the psalmist reminds us in the 91st Psalm, first verse, it says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty."
凭着呢一个嘅主嘅话嘅应许咧，即系话。如果我哋系活喺呢个咁样与主同住嘅实际嘅里边嘅话呢，就
Now,
系神最喜悦见到嘅一个光景。
According to the promise of the Lord in this verse, when we're able to live in the reality of this situation, it is most delightful to the Lord.
所以喺《使徒行传》嗰度有一句说话，佢话：这样安舒嘅日子就必从主面前来到。
Therefore, there are these words in the book of Acts that says, "Therefore, the days of rest and comfort shall come."
因此我今朝早嘅交通嘅题目咧，都系喺呢一方面嘅，叫内住与安息。
Therefore, the topic of my sharing with brothers and sisters this morning will be abide and rest.
即系话住喺主里边嘅，亦必定享受到真正嘅安息。
In other words, when we truly abide in the Lord, we will enjoy true rest.
因此，我用三个方面嚟同弟兄姊妹交通。第二个 slide 啊，
Therefore, I like to share with brothers and sisters in three areas and
第一个就叫系真正嘅乜嘢叫系真正嘅安息。
the first point being what is true rest.
第二个方面系进入佢嘅安息。
The second point is to enter into his rest.
第三点，进入他安息嘅途径。
And the third point is the entrance into his rest.
咁我哋读几处嘅圣经吓。
Now let us look at some scripture.
第一处呢，喺以赛亚书30章第15节。
The first is found in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
嗰度话主耶和华以色列嘅圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息。你们得力在乎平静安稳。
The verse reads, "For this is what the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has said, in repentance and rest you will be saved, in quietness and trust is your strength."
第二处嘅圣经喺马太福音11章29节。
The second passage found in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 11, verse 29.
嗰度话。我心柔和谦卑，呢个系主自己讲嘅。佢话我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我嘅轭，学我嘅样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
These are the words of our Lord Himself, who said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
所以从呢一节嘅圣经嘅里边，我哋睇见。我哋必定得安息嘅途径，系负佢嘅轭，学住佢嘅样式。
From this particular passage, we're able to see the entrance into his rest, and that is to learn of him, to take of his yoke.
第三处嘅圣经咧，喺路加福音第10章。
The third passage found in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 10.
嗰一大段嘅。说话呢就系、是、一个事实，系一个主同埋玛利亚马大嘅一个嘅经历，同埋一啲嘅交通。
These words are from an actual event, the facts of when our Lord was speaking with Martha and Mary.
41節42節點講呢？耶穌回答說：馬大，馬大，你為許多的事思慮煩擾，但是不可少的只有一件。瑪利亞已經選擇那上好的福分，是不能奪去的。
Therefore, the Lord was speaking and said, But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part which shall not be taken away from her.
所以我今早和弟兄姊妹交通的重点是安息那里。
Therefore, the focus of my fellowship with brothers and sisters this morning is upon rest.
咁乜嘢叫安息呢？
Now, what is rest?
Sherman, check the slide. 安息有四个讲法。
Now, rest, we can consider these four points, areas of rest.
第一个呢，是okay, 唔係啦。Okay, 冇啦，冇啦。第一个呢，就是指住当有 罪人离脱离这个罪恶得拯救的时候，能够进入到去救恩里面，他们在那里享用主给他们的平安，享用主给他们的安息。
So the first experience of rest could be as sinners when we are saved, being saved then for sinners to enter into that rest of salvation.
第二个讲法呢，就是当人呢离开世界，识了今世的劳苦，即是身体的死亡的时候，我们通常都是要识路归主啊，这样的安息。
Experience of rest, perhaps is when one departs from this world and we would comfort one another that we have rest in peace and we have ceased rest in our labors and we are going to see our Lord.
还有呢，就是在将来在国度，在永远的国度的里面享用永远的福乐的时候。
There is another type of rest, and that is the pleasure which we enjoy in the kingdom.
最后就是在灵里面的得安息，指着我们信徒在我们的生活，在我们的见证上面，因为信靠神而享用到灵里面的安息。
Another example of rest is our rest in our spirit. As believers, we are able to trust in the Lord and have rest in our spirit, in our faith.
但今早上呢，我不是要将呢四样嘅安息一切通通都讲晒。
Now this morning we are not sharing on all these types of rest.
我只系喺中间用最后嗰一点啊，嗰一个嘅安息同弟兄们交通嘅。
I like to share with brothers and sisters concerning the last example type of rest, that is rest in the spirit.
因为在座嘅弟兄姊妹大部分都是已经信了主，都是得救，都尝过在救恩里面的平安和安息。
Because many of us today who are online, we are already saved and we have enjoyed that rest of salvation.
所以呢，我不必要再提这件事情。
So I do not need to share upon that type of rest.
咁然后大家，我哋今日都系活生生嘅，所以识路归主呢个咁嘅讲法就我哋唔能够讲啦。
And obviously, all of us are meeting, and so that means we're alive. We don't need to share on that second example of rest, as to rest in peace.
我讲到千禧年嘅角度，因为仲未人嚟到，咁嗰个安息咧，我哋就系等住主翻嚟嘅时候，我哋去享受就系啦。
And the third example of rest is the pleasure in the kingdom, and that is yet to come, and we don't need to fellowship in that, because when it arrives, we will enjoy that rest altogether.
所以在生活上面，在信靠主、信服主、享用主这个属灵的祝福，因着这样的缘故，我们 想得到安息的这个讲法是我们今天的题目。
So today's topic, our sharing is in our daily living as we rest in our faith, in our spiritual journey. How do we have rest in the spirit? And that's what we will fellowship on this morning.
所以第一点呢，就是真正的安息。
First point is the true rest.
Okay. 我想讲俾弟兄姊妹听 ，OK， 师母，我曾经有一个幻想，我亦都曾经有一个理想。
Now I share with you about this point is that I had two things. One is my imagination or what I like to see, and the other is my ideal. What would be ideal?
我个幻想咧就系我有。我要有一个服侍主的家庭。
Now my dream, what I desire is that I would have a family that serves the Lord.
即系话喺我哋屋企嘅每一个成员，我哋都有一个共同嘅目标，都能够喺一个安静嘅环境，喺唔受世界嘅事嘅忙碌嘅影响嘅。
In other words, each family member without the disturbance, distraction of the many things of daily living of this world, that we would all serve the Lord with one goal, one accord.
所以呢，我以前每逢主日要讲道，咁啊，由嗰个星期一开始呢，我就开始要用我嘅理想。
Therefore, as an experience, as an example, in the past, when I will be sharing the next Sunday, so starting on the previous Monday, I will exercise this desire.
我就希望我全家人一家大小都咁样陪住我过一个唔为世界忙碌，过一个风平浪静，一个风和日丽嘅日子啊，又咁样。咁样嚟到预备我嘅服侍。
So along with my family, the desire, the hope, is for the entire family together in one accord have a peaceful, quiet week, and focus on serving the Lord and not to be distracted by all the things around us in the world.
咁啊，到咗星期六，咁我就成日啦吓，将自己锁起上嚟，以预备信息为名，乜嘢人都唔见，乜嘢事都唔做。
Then on Saturday, I would just basically lock myself away, and in the name of preparing for the meeting, I won't see or speak with anyone, and just prepare in that way.
所有屋企嘅事情，要发生嘅都要暂停啊！见医生 appointment 要改期，水喉漏水都要等到下个星期一先至去补。
So whatever would happen, any appointment, see the doctor, those have to be cancelled. And if there's leaking in the plumbing, well, I have to wait until Monday.
因为我要这样服侍。
Well, because I have to prepare to serve, right?
咁啊，呢个理想咧就维持咗一段嘅时间啦。
Of course, then such an ideal was sustained for a period of time.
最后呢，都系使到全家人都筋疲力尽。
Of course, with that experience, it will be a heavy toll on the family, and everybody feels so exhausted.
所以我一段时间我系好唔愿意站讲台嘅。
So there was a period of time that I was very hesitant, reluctant to serve in speaking on the pulpit.
因为咧要站讲台嘅话咧，就带俾我同埋我全家人都神经衰弱。
Because if I were to serve in that manner, it will bring me and my family such stress and exhaustion.
剛才我們讀過一段的聖經是路加福音的，不過我們等一陣先再看看，所以等一陣先。
Now, of
course, 講到馬大和瑪利亞兩姊妹的故事。
We'll look at the verse again later, but you recall the passage we read in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 10. That was the story, the experience of Martha and Mary.
我哋知道咧，主耶稣时时咧都以伯大尼呢个家为主嘅家。
Well, we are very familiar that our Lord desire to dwell, abide with the house, the family in Bethany.
主耶稣呢，时时都去佢屋企作客嘅。
And the Lord was often a guest in the house in Bethany.
咁所以呢两姊妹连同佢细佬咧，都喺时时嘅接待主耶稣。
Now, therefore, this family, these two sisters and the younger brother, they often receive the Lord.
咁啊，做姐姐嘅嗰个马大咧，就通常都喺厨房里预备饭食。
And of course, being the eldest, Martha oftentimes was the one who was cooking in the kitchen.
嗱，嗰个妹妹咧，个玛利亚咧，吓你就时时咧坐喺耶稣嘅脚前听佢讲道。
And Mary, the younger sister, oftentimes was down at the feet of the Lord Jesus, listening to him teach.
嗰日唔知道有咩嘅缘故，马大咧服侍主服侍到非常非常嘅忙碌，满头大汗。
So on that particular day, whatever the occasion, Martha was just very busy about serving the Lord and toiling in sweat.
唔知道系因为突然间加多十二个大汉啦，定话净系主耶稣喺嗰度？但系咧，佢就系咁忙忙碌，嗰日就非常嘅忙碌。
Whatever the case, if it's just the Lord there or another 12, his 12 followers, these big men that caused her to be riled up in this way, nevertheless, that was the situation.
啊，嗰啲。嗰幾個爐咧，個爐眼都著曬啦，咁嗰頭又要攞啲咩配料啊，咁樣又冇人幫佢手。
And so all the stoves are fired up and cooking, and she needs some assistance with the ingredients and other things, but there was no one there to help.
啊，當佢擰轉面嚟睇嘅時候咧，發現佢妹妹仲係坐喺耶穌嘅腳前，咁喺嗰度聽住耶穌講説話。
Then she looked around, and there she saw her younger sister again, just at the feet of Jesus, listening to him speak.
啊，佢仲系觉得我咁鬼忙，但系我呢个妹咧，乜都唔做啊，又唔嚟帮手。
She would feel, I'm so busy serving and working, and my younger sister, she's doing nothing, just sitting there.
啊，就坐喺度听我。于是咧，佢就向主耶稣嚟投诉啊。
Therefore, she saw that scene and she went to the Lord to complain.
啊，主啊，你叫佢嚟帮下我手啦，咁样。
Oh Lord, why don't you tell her to come and help me?
结果咧，主冇责备到佢，但系主只系咁样讲一句嘅说话。
The Lord did not rebuke her, but said these words, and this is the verse.
所以主话：马大，马大，你为许多嘅事情思虑烦扰，但系只有不可少嘅只有一件嘅啫。玛利亚已经选择那上好嘅福分，系不能够夺去嘅。
But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
照我的了解，主的意思就是说，服侍和听主的话都重要。
Based on my understanding, both the service and to hear him are both equally important.
但是享用在主面前的安息，却不是做妥晒所有的事情，就能够得着。
But to enjoy that rest in the Lord does not equate to having done all that is necessary. That would mean we will then enjoy that rest in the Lord.
Okay, 下面享用喺主里边嘅安息，唔系净系将啲事情搞掂晒就可以得着。
To enjoy rest does not necessarily mean now I've taken all care of all the things that I need to, then I will enjoy that rest.
如果照着我以前嗰个嘅理想，
now,
马大咁样嘅服侍嘅态度咧，系唔应该。
Now, according to the idea which I share my experience, then that attitude, experience of Martha, is something that is not necessary.
因为我的要求呢就是一于大家一起一起呢就一起做嘢，一起呢我哋 都要安静坐在耶稣的脚前听话就是了。
So as I shared, then my request was, okay, let's all get together and do this together with one goal in mind, or we just sit quietly still at the Lord's feet to listen.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果我们全部人都是这样，都是这样做的话，我们就变成一个在修道院里面的修道士这样。
But brothers and sisters, if we were all to act in that same manner, then it will be just like a monk who is in the monastery doing the same type of work.
他们将自己藏在深山里面，什么人都不见，什么事情都不是这样理，以为呢，这样安静可以，就可以是服侍得好了。这个是不可能的。
What would the situation be likened to? That would be someone who is just like a hermit who hides themselves in the woods, in the mountains, away from everything, not to see anyone or to expose to any other things, and then it will be quiet, peace and quiet. That is not the way.
因为我们毕竟都是活在这个地上面，都有家庭、子女、工作和学业。
Because we do live in this world and we have family, we have children, we have our work, we have school.
即使我能够这样做，但身边的人、周边的事情都不可以停下来的。
Even if I were able to do so, to not be distracted by those things myself, but those around me and the things around me won't stop because for my sake.
咁于是我又有另外一个理想的做法。
So then I would think of another ideal way to approach this.
就是呢，一段时间做马大，一段时间做马利亚，就是一边服侍主，享用主，一边呢，就满足我自己的理想。
And then I can act 50-50. One, I can be Martha at times and Mary at other times, and I can then reach my ideal.
但是主的话不是这样讲。
But that is not the Lord's word.
因为主呢，没禁止我们整日做玛利亚，也都没禁止我们整日要做马大。
Because the Lord did not forbid us to be Mary all the time and Martha at all times.
因为他要的是我们整天全时间住在他的里面，在无论在任何的环境、任何的情况，我们都以主做我们的目标，做我们的依靠。
Because the Lord desires for us to abide in Him all the time, regardless of the condition or the situation, but to be, let Him be our guide, our rest, our trust.
我们知道我们的主在地上面，他在地上面的生活，虽然只是短短的，即是服侍的时候是三年半，但是他在地上面那段的日子的生活是非常非常的忙碌的。
We know that in the life which he walked on earth was short, and in his ministry it was about 3 years, but in those period of time he was very, very busy.
刚才我们就读过马可福音那里的那节的圣经，我们的主呢，忙到连吃饭的时间都没有。
Now, there is a passage that is in the Gospel according to Mark that records for us how busy about our Lord was that he did not even have time for his meals.
结果呢，他就跟那门徒说，不如我们，不如了，我们来去旷野那里歇一歇，休息一下。
And he said to his disciples, come away by yourselves to a secluded place and rest a little while, because they were so busy, they did not even have the time to eat.
Yeah, 因为好多人围住他，他连休息的时间都没有，连吃饭的时间都没有。
And that there are so many people coming and going that they did not even have time to rest or even for their meal.
Okay. 结果呢？估唔到嘅就系咧，佢虽然要去旷野，但系仍然有好多人跟住佢，要求佢继续嘅讲道。
And there are many, even though he desired to go to the wilderness, but there are so many that followed him and requested for him to continue to speak and teach.
于是呢，主又讲道俾佢哋听，又医治佢哋嘅呢啲疾病。
And the Lord continued to share with them, to speak to them, and also to heal them of their diseases.
啊，主一直嘅讲，一直嘅讲，讲到咧餐期都过咗添。
Our Lord continued to work and serve until even the meal time was passed.
Yeah, 所以大家都知道，后来呢。门徒咧就揾咗五个饼，两条鱼嚟分俾众人。
And we are familiar with that story. Later on, the disciples found the fish and the bread, the five loaves and the two fish to feed the multitude.
啊，你睇见嘛？主耶稣本来想休息一下嘅，结果咧连休息嘅时间都用埋。
Now we can see our Lord desired to have a bit of rest, but even then, he even served during that period of time.
我哋真系唔知喺边度嚟咁多嘅病人要主医治咧，所以主从早到晚都系讲到传福音、医病、赶鬼，讲到传福音、医病、赶鬼。
That's how our Lord served all day long. He would preach the gospel, he would heal the diseased, and he will cast out the demons, and he would repeat that again and again throughout the day.
因为我们的主每逢去到一个某一个地方都是万人空巷的。
Because wherever our Lord went, many showed up, multitudes thronged about him.
所以那段的时间他一啲佢嘅日子，佢啲一啲都唔系悠闲自在，或者钓下鱼啊，晒下太阳咁样嘅生活。
So he did not enjoy a time, a daily living of leisure that he can just enjoy the sun and maybe go fishing. He was no time of leisure at all.
佢24小时都冇空档嘅。
In reality, he did not even have any time.At all for himself throughout 24 hours a day.
佢嘅生活非常非常嘅忙碌，忙到连食饭嘅时间都冇。
He was busy about all day long, not even for time to eat.
虽然环境系咁样嘅忙碌，系咁冇时间为自己，但系主里边系有安息嘅。
Even though it was busy 24/7, yet within our Lord there was rest.
而且佢里边系安稳嘅。
And there is not only rest, but there is strength and trust within him.
我哋知道住喺地上嘅时候，除咗医病赶鬼，再除咗讲道俾人听，喺住喺地上嘅时候，仲有好多人反对佢。
Because not that only our Lord serve in a way to preach and to heal and to cast out the demon, but he had great opposition.
好多人要来攻击他，要来批评他。
Many came to criticize him, to attack him.
甚至有人说，他是被鬼附的，有人说他是贪食好酒的，还有罪人，还有税吏做朋友的那些。
And even when he was healing the sick and casting out the demons, others would criticize him. See, he is dining and eating and drinking with the sinners.
所以弟兄姊妹，面对着这样的环境，面对着这么多的批评，主怎么说呢？
So brothers and sisters, even amidst all this opposition and attacks, what did our Lord say?
所以马太福音第十一章二十九节。
And in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, there it says,
主回答话，我心里柔和谦卑。
He replied and said, I am gentle and humble in heart.
我心里柔和谦卑。
I am gentle and humble in heart.
Okay. 从这个说话，我们看到我们的主，他是没有受到外面的人事物的任何的影响。
We can see then from these words of our Lord, though outside was in such a condition, he was never impacted by the people, the things, or the events.
因为他是生命的主。
Now, because he is the Lord of life.
而这个生命是有安息的。
And in this life, in such a life, there is rest and quietness.
这个生命不单止有永生。
Not only is such a life an everlasting life,
这个生命不单只是能力,
this life is not only a life of power,
这个生命不单只是丰富,
this life is not only a life that is abundant and rich,
这个生命是安息, 是安稳,
this life is in quietness, in rest, in strength.
外面可以山崩地裂,
though the outwardly the situation might be crumbling and shattering around him,
但他里面是安稳的, 因为他是安息,
but within there is quietness and strength because there is rest.
这个就是真的安息,
and that is true rest.
有一次主和门徒坐船去过海。
One time, the Lord was crossing the sea with his disciples.
在途中呢，圣经记载说风浪大作。
In the midst, the Bible tells us there was a storm.
这个船几乎呢，都要沉船咁样噶啦。
Because of the wind and the waves, it seems like the boat was about to sink.
门徒们呢，就在那里呢，十几个大男人呢，都在那里喊救命。
And even there, his disciples, they were men, big men, but they were all crying for help to be saved.
但是呢，我们的主做什么呢？
But what did our Lord do?
我们的主却是在船尾那里睡觉。
But our Lord, he was sleeping. He was sleeping on the boat.
Yeah, 什么意思啊，弟兄姐妹？
So what does that mean, brothers and sisters?
他不是说不理人人死活。
It's not that he does not care about their life and death.
虽然外面的环境是这么凶险。
Even though the outward situation, the circumstances are fierce and dangerous.
但在主耶稣的里面是平静安稳的。
But within our Lord, there is peace, quietness, and rest.
这个就是主的生命。
And that is our Lord's life.
主的生命是真的安息。因为主就是安息。
Our Lord's life is true rest because he is the rest.
或者你说、哎、主耶稣而已，世界上面第一个主耶稣。只有耶稣才有这样的生活的。
Oh, perhaps you would say that, oh, because it's the Lord Jesus and there's only one Jesus, of course, then he can live that way and that is his life.
但是我可以告诉弟兄姐妹，其实你我的身上面都是有这个安息的。
But I can share with brothers and sisters, both you and I, we also have this rest.
因为主的生命如今是在我们的里面，我们也都是住在他的里面。
Because we abide in the Lord and he also abides in us.
所以主的生活就是我们的生活，主的安息就是我们的安息。
So, the Lord's life is our life. The Lord's rest is our rest.
那个真的安息就是在主的里面。
That true rest is in the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们快点找紧机会学习，让主的生命从我们的里面来活出来。
So, brothers and sisters, let us quickly learn this lesson to let the life of Jesus within us to be lived out.
这个第一点，我们进入第二点。
That's the first point. Let us share on the second point.
第二点就是进入他的安息。
The second point is to enter into his rest.
好。弟兄姐妹， OK, 下一步先。如果到今天我们还以为呢得到安息的原因是因为外面身外的事情平平安安什么事都没有的话，
Now, brothers and sisters, let us not consider and think that our rest depends on the outward situation where everything around me is quiet and peaceful and still.
弟兄姊妹, 如果我们这样想的话呢, 我们就错了。
If we think in that manner, brothers and sisters, that is wrong.
今天我们都在这个, 病毒放肆和这个政治不稳定的
Now, brothers and sisters, today we are all sheltering in place because of the pandemic, and also there is much political and social unrest.
我们的生命是几乎是受威胁的。
It seems as if even our life is at risk.
在这样的环境下,
Now, under such a circumstance,
我知道有些人就不太care, 有些人呢就非常的, 里面不稳定。
There may be two extremes. One are can care less, and the other ones are very unstable, very disturbed by this.
啊, 这个疫情几时才过去啊?
No, when will this pandemic be over?
啊, 我们想啊, 可以 快点重聚啊,
we want to get together again and meet up again and not just be locked up in our own homes.
啊, 我想呢, 平平安安的过日子,
oh, I just want to spend my days in peace and rest.
啊, 我不想这样, 心里面, 常常, 起伏不安,
I don't want to live in this way. I hear all this news that disturbs me and gets me distressed and depressed.
弟兄姊妹如果,
now, brothers and sisters, I'm not saying that I'm opposed to brothers and sisters to pray regarding the pandemic.
但是如果我们祈祷的理由呢, 只是想我们, 啊, 平安无事, 啊, 风平浪静的日子呢, 弟兄姊妹, 这就不是很准确了。
Now, what I'm trying to express is, brothers and sisters, if we pray in a way for the pandemic to be over, so everything will be normal and we can spend our days in peace and quiet and safety, then that would not be quite accurate.
因为得平安,得安息,不是因为我们的是风调雨顺,因为风平浪静,也不是因为风和日丽。
But for our peace and quiet and safety is not depending on the outward situation when everything's going our way, when the sun is always shining and everything is peaceful and beautiful around us.
我们得平安,得安稳的日子是归回到主的里面去。
But in order for us to have peace and quiet is in our repentance and returning in back to the Lord.
So, Sherman, 以赛亚书他告诉我们, 我们得救在乎归回安息, 你们得力在乎平静安稳。
So the prophet Isaiah tells us, chapter 30, verse 15, in repentance and rest, you will be saved. In quietness and trust is your strength.
你们得救在乎归回安息,你们得力在乎平静安稳。
You shall be saved, delivered, when we repent and return and rest. And in quietness and trust will be our strength.
Okay. Thank you, my 弟兄姊妹.
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
我们怎样才可以得到安息呢?
How?
怎样才能够有平静安稳的日子呢?
How?
在乎归回主的里面。
How are we able to have peace and rest? It is in quietness and trust is our strength, and we shall be delivered safe saved when we repent and rest.
弟兄姊妹，我唔能够唔承认，你同埋我都系一样，经常嘅受唔住外边嚟嘅风浪。
Brothers and sisters, I confess, we all, both you and me, we cannot bear the storm that is without.
唔讲话外边嘅环境，但系咧有时咧，人哋讲一句唔知咩嘅说话。的时候好像就激起我们里面那个的不应该有的心情。
And so not only to mention about storms, but even maybe a word from others will easily just provoke us, and we should have thoughts and emotions that we ought not to have.
有时我意见不被接纳，里面又觉得很不爽。
And sometimes my comment, my opinion doesn't count, and it just makes me feel unhappy.
这些这样事情常常见的，即好像 Esther 那样，为了一只老鼠仔，那他几晚不睡得着。
And we see these kind of things all the time. For example, Esther shared how even a little small mouse will cause her to have sleepless nights.
刚才我们说的马大就是这样的。喂，好多好少嘅事咧，唔知系咩事嘅，佢就已经系思虑烦扰，失去咗安息。
We read about Martha. We don't know exactly what the situation is, but it's something small. But it will cause her to lose her rest, and she is disturbed and losing that rest.
有一首诗歌喺我哋嘅中间系288首，嗰度有两节嘅圣经。一節的聖經，如果我們一會有時間才可以唱，現在288首第一節，弟兄姊妹，你記得如果有詩歌的話，你回去慢慢的思想。
If we have the time later, perhaps we might sing this later. There's a hymn we have in the hymnal, hymn 288, and in the, there's these phrases there in the first stanza, there, it reads this way.
最尾嗰句佢话：我心痛苦不能安息，除非我心安息于你。
So,
这个系主自己。
The lyrics there at the end of stanza one says that my heart is pained, nor can it be at rest till it finds rest in thee, and thee is our Lord Himself.
有一个前面嘅弟兄，佢亦都讲过一句说话，佢话佢心里边喺遇见主之前系冇安息嘅，直至到。佢喺主嘅面前嚟到主嘅面前，先至能够享用到嗰个真正嘅安息。
There's a brother, saint before us that share these words that before he sees the Lord, meets the Lord, he does not have rest, but only when he comes to the Lord, he finds rest in the Lord.
嗱，我唔知道288首嗰个诗歌嘅内容系咪根据呢个。前面的弟兄的说话，但是无论如何呢，原来安息就是同主连结在一起。
Now, I don't know the story behind this hymn 288, whether the hymn draws from such a comment or experience of a brother before our times, but we know to enter into that rest is connected with entering into the Lord abiding in him.
第三点。
The third,
进入佢嘅安息嘅途径
，the entrance to enter into his rest，
一个快捷又系实在嘅一个途径，就系透过我哋嘅祷告同埋主嘅联系。
A very real and a very quick entrance into the rest of the Lord is in prayer and to be united with our Lord.
等一下先，Sherman，你好。透过我们的祷告同主连结在一起，这个是进入他的安息的一个途径。
To be united together with our Lord in prayer is a way, a means to enter into his rest.
圣经好多处嘅地方都同我哋讲，我哋要多方嘅祷告，不住嘅祷告，随时嘅祷告，警醒嘅祷告。
There are many places in the scriptures which teaches us about prayer, to pray at all times, to pray unceasingly, to pray, watch and pray, to be alert in prayer.
因为无论你喺边一度做咗咩事，边一件事情，你都可以同主有交通，同主连结起上嚟。
In other words, no matter what we are doing, where we are, whatever the circumstances, we can be united with our Lord in prayer.
查经的弟兄姊妹，你都读过啦，尼希米记。咁尼希米呢个人呢，佢本来系做王嘅酒政嘅。
Now, brothers and sisters, we are all fellowshipping on the book of Nehemiah, and we have read this and know this. He was the cupbearer of the king.
因为嗰日他因为自己的家乡荒凉的缘故，他心情受压，面有难色。
And we know the situation because of the desolation of Jerusalem, his home. Nehemiah was distressed and his countenance was sad.
当他服侍王的时候，王见到他心不在焉，就问他，喂，你什么事干啊？
And when he was serving the king, and the king noticed his countenance that he was out of it, so the king asked him, so what's going on, Nehemiah?
那时他本来都不是准备回答这个王的问题的，但是在那个时候他必须要回答，怎么答呢？他又不知道怎么答。
He was caught off guard. He didn't know he was what to answer and how to answer, but he must give an answer during that time.
于是呢，圣经话佢嗰时候就心里边默默嘅嚟向神嚟祷告。
So the scriptures record for us simply he prayed.
所以呢，外边佢系可以喺度做紧工啊，但系里边却系可以向神嚟到举目祷告。
He prayed, and even though he was outwardly working in that situation, but he is able to lift his eyes, lift his heart to the Lord in prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹，无论在什么环境、什么的境况的里面，我们都随时随地能够跟神连上线的。
Oh, brothers and sisters, regardless of the circumstances, the situation at all times, we're able to be connected to the Lord immediately.
因此呢，当我们跟神连上，神又向我们说话的时候，我们就因着祂的话来信服，做神要我们做的事情。
So when we're connected to the Lord in this way, He will give us His word and speak to us, and when we trust and obey, the Lord is able to do what He desires to do.
我们要将我们的主见，我们将我们的主张完全的交给主。让他出主意，不是我在这里做指挥官。
We have to give our thoughts, our opinions, our desires over to the Lord and do as He wills and not be the one who directs.
我们再回来看马太11章29节，阿春。
We can take a look again at the verse in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样呢？你们心里就必得享安息了。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and you will find rest for your souls.
个意思就是说，主背负什么，我们也都背负什么。主怎样做，我们就怎样做。他是怎样的样式，我们就要是怎样的样式。
In other words, whatever our Lord bears, what is upon Him is also our yoke. We're yoked together with Him in this way, and we learn from Him, we learn of Him. So however He is, we are also the same.
他的意思是怎样？我们就是那个，就是我们的意思了。
So that means whatever He wants is what we want.
然后圣经又说，这样，如果这样呢，你们心里边就必得享安息。
And the Bible tells us, then In this way, in this manner, you will find rest for your souls.
Okay. 所以我们看见亦都在希伯来书那里看见有一句这样的说话，他说以色列人其实本来他们要离开埃及进到去迦南地呢，是一件很容易的事情，也就是很短的距离。
We see this passage in Hebrews, and the situation is actually very easy for the Israelites to enter into Canaan. It was quite easy to do, and the distance was rather short.
所以进入到去迦南地呢，这个安息的地方呢，不难，但是真正的进入到去主的安息呢，他们却不能。
Now,actually, to enter into the promised land, the land of Canaan, is rather easy because it is a short distance, but to enter into the rest of the Lord was not easy.
最后他们都不能够进入到这个安息，希伯来书就告诉我们听，因为他们不顺从的缘故。
As a result, they cannot enter into that rest, into God's rest, because the Bible tells us they did not have faith, did not trust and obey.
这个是我们一个尴尬不是榜样，是一个尴尬。
That is not an example to us, but is our admonition.
因此弟兄姊妹，我们要学习，我们赶紧的快到来到主的面前，任何的事情发生的时候，我们都要来到求神指示，又让主的旨意能够行出来。
Now, therefore, we have to quickly run after him and seek him and ask that regardless of what it is, that his will be done.
但是当我们这样来信服神的旨意，信服圣灵在我们里面那个引导和安排的时候，
When we trust and obey and submit to his will and follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
咁圣经就话，我哋就能够享用喺佢嘅真嘅安息嘅里边。
The Bible tells us then we're able to enjoy that true rest that is found in Him.
故此呢，我哋睇最后一节嘅圣经，希伯来书四章十一节。
The last verse we can find in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11.
所以我们务必竭力进入那安息。
Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man.
我们务必竭力进入那安息。
Therefore, let us make every effort to enter that rest.
就是讲那个真的安息。
And that is that true rest.
不是呢安息地或者安息的日，那是那个真的安息，就是主耶稣基督。
So not to merely enter into that land of rest, or be a certain person of rest, but enter into that true rest that is found in our Lord.
好，因为时间的关系呢，我就要停在这里。请阿 Sherman 就播第288首的这两节的诗歌给我们听。
Now, because of time, I will end here. I'll ask Sherman to play hymn 288, the first stanza for us.
请我们低头祈祷。
Let us bow our head in a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
The Lord Jesus, we praise and thank thee.
因为你不单止是我们的救主。
Because not only art thou our Savior,
给我们能力来奔跑。
Who give us strength to run.
又给我们恩典，将我们从难处的里面带过来。
And gives us grace to bring us through the hardship.
因为你就是那个真的安息。
But thou art that true rest.
所以诗歌说，我心痛苦，不能安息，除非我心安息于你。
Therefore, the hymn tells us that my heart is at pain and cannot be at rest until I find my rest in thee.
真的愿意好像诗人说，求主使我做一个顺命的人。
And just as the hymnist says, may we be one who will trust and obey.
不断听众时常感恩。
To be one who will give ceaseless praise and thanksgiving.
我愿意将所有的颂赞荣耀都归返给你。
Lord, we give thee all the praises and thanksgiving.
我们这样祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.